News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in every way, women are happier than men with their single lives. That's according to a new study. The co-author of that study, University of Toronto psychologist Elaine Hohen, joins us now. Elaine, start by telling us what you found.
Yeah, so essentially what we found was that single women compared to single men were happier. And we found that by using a sample of nearly 6,000 participants from different countries around the world. And that's sort of the main conclusion, that single women are happier than single men.
Were you surprised? Actually, before I ask you, were you surprised? Did you come up with reasons as to why that might be? Did the data show up why that might be?
Yeah, so we didn't look exactly at why that might be the case, but we do have some theories. And one of the main sort of reasons that we suspect that single women might be happier has to do with levels of social support. So we know from the research that, especially for single folks, that non-romantic social support, so including support from your friends or your families or neighbors, those are really, really important sources of well-being for single people especially. And so we also find generally in literature that there are gender differences such that women tend to have better quality and also larger social networks. So we're suspecting and theorizing that that might be one of the sort of primary reasons why single women might be happier.
So essentially women have a better support network. So if they're not in a relationship, they can lean on that. Men don't have as good a support network. Is that the conclusion?
Right, exactly. And other existing work also has shown that when it comes to the types or the domains in which people tend to draw on their social and emotional support from, men tend to draw a lot of that from women, whereas for women, they tend to draw a lot of their emotional support from a lot of other domains in their lives as well.
Okay, so we're more of a drain on women than the other way around, emotionally anyway. Can I ask you though, I mean, can we talk stereotypes for a second? Because the stereotype would be, and I'm not in any way endorsing this, but it would be a stereotype that, you know, women are keener to get married. You know, there's a reason why if you go into the shops, there's any number of bridal magazines, you don't see too many bridegroom magazines. Like, it kind of contradicts, or does it contradict, that stereotype?
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's always a sort of a stereotype, especially not just for women, but older single women, that they are quite desperate to get married, and that if they don't end up married, then they just end up as lonely, miserable spinsters or potentially cat ladies. And on the other hand, single men are sort of stereotyped as these eligible bachelors. And so our findings seem to counter this, that no, it's not actually the case that women are yearning for a romantic relationship desperately. In fact, our data actually show that women are lower in their desire for a partner, and also that they're happier than single men.
Okay, so where does it leave us men? Are we out on the margins? Are women going to need men far less in the future, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that, and again, we didn't test this, but what we're sort of theorizing based off what we know from existing work, that part of the reason why single women might be happier with their singlehood is that in relationships, they might often get the shorter end of the stick, such as having to take on more household labor and chores, or even having to take on more emotional labor as well. And so I guess that experience might make singlehood a sort of more positive alternative. And so I guess in terms of for men, this could mean, of course, as we talked about, trying to foster and draw on more of the non-romantic social support systems that they have, such as their friends or their family. And, you know, maybe if they are in relationships, trying their best to take a bit more initiative when it comes to some of that household and emotional labor, if they're not already.
A final question. Were you surprised by what you found?
Personally, I wasn't. but I know that my co-author, Jeff McDonald, was a bit surprised because I think that he had suspected that, you know, maybe playing a bit more into that sort of eligible bachelor stereotype, where for men, they're not necessarily tied down to a single person, but they're able to, sort of just freely date whoever they want. But yeah, it seems to be the case that actually women are having a better time in singlehood. And we also find that women are surprisingly more sexually satisfied. That is one finding that I was surprised by, because I would expect that in romantic relationships, you can get sort of better quality intimate moments compared to a complete stranger. But it seems to be the case that women are also more sexually satisfied, and that was a particularly surprising finding for me.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Elaine Hone, co-author of that study, University of Toronto psychologist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Jonathan, looks like we're going to be redundant pretty soon. We just got in just in time. Let us know what you make of it all. All the single ladies, 087 1400 106. Are you happier than all the single men? Let us know.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.